A few weeks ago, using a commercial search engine, I very easily found the administration interfaces for dozens of Flock safety cameras. I shared this information with 404 Media, and with John Gaines' help, that number quickly grew to nearly 70. None of the data or video footage was encrypted. There was no username or password required. These were all completely public-facing for the world to see, and some of them still are. You don't have to be an expert to find and gain access to this. You don't even have to type anything in to see every single person, vehicle, and activity that took place in these locations in the last 31 days. Whether you wanted to watch this footage live in real time or look at footage from a month ago, you could just point and click your way to it like you were watching Netflix. You could even open up the live streams in VLC or cast it to a television. Making any modification to the cameras is illegal, so I didn't do this, but I had the ability to delete any of the video footage or evidence by simply pressing a button. I could see the paths where all of the evidence files were located on the file system, and I could see their hashes and signatures. Some of the devices we saw were the familiar-looking Falcon cameras that you see all over the country, but the majority of these were Flock's new Condor cameras, which are designed to detect and track people. They're PTZ cameras, meaning pan, tilt, zoom. And they quite literally use AI to zoom in and follow you around whether you're a person of interest or not. In just the time that it took to count and verify these vulnerabilities, I saw a family in North Carolina load their infant and a bunch of merchandise in a Lowe's parking lot. And I suppose one could cross-reference their license plate with the Park Mobile data breach and find out exactly where the garage is that will store these new fancy tools. I watched a man leave his house in the morning in New York. I watched a woman jogging alone on a forest trail in Georgia. This trail had multiple cameras, and I could watch a man rollerblade and then take a break to watch rollerblading videos on his phone. How? Because the camera's AI automatically zoomed in on it. Just like it zoomed in on a couple arguing at a street market in Atlanta. So what? They're still anonymous, right? No, they're not. Within 2 minutes of open source intelligence using a commercial facial recognition engine, I found out that one of them just finished medical school and the other is dealing with chronic irritable bowel syndrome. The couple also just had a baby last year and they have a pretty concerning debt-to-income ratio. I also know that they drove over 45 minutes from their address in the suburbs to attend church in Atlanta that morning, and then they checked out this market and bought a sweater. I watched a law enforcement officer and ambulance escort a man having a mental health crisis in Iowa. I know this because the Cedar Rapids Police Department maintains a public database of every single emergency call in the city, as well as daily arrest reports with individuals' names, addresses, ages, and genders. Listen, I know that I'm being creepy right now. Just saying these words out loud nauseates me. But I'm trying to show you just a fraction of the information that anyone in the world with access to a commercial search engine has had regarding anyone who attended this market or walked on this trail in the last 31 days. And it gets worse. Here's an exposed Flock safety camera permanently pointed at a playground near the Bay Area in California. Openly and publicly broadcasting both live and archived video footage of young children playing unattended. Again, just saying this stuff out loud feels so incredibly wrong. But for me personally, the most impactful moment while validating these vulnerabilities was this. This resonated with me so much that I actually had tears welling up in my eyes. I've done this exact same thing so many times. I've seen a swing set in an empty park, looked around to make sure nobody was watching, and then just enjoyed the mindless motion that connected me to a simpler time. But this isn't something that most grown men want to be seen doing. The experience requires one to have a moment that is devoid of judgment. It's healthy escapism at its finest. And I realized that it's likely that this man didn't know that he was being recorded. And he probably wouldn't have done this if he had. This is a classic example of the Hawthorne effect, which is a change in an individual's behavior or choices when they know that they're being observed. Surveillance manufacturers love to talk about this effect when it deters crime. After all, someone isn't as likely to break into a car that's parked near a camera. But what they don't talk about is how it deters escapism. People are less likely to sing or dance or practice an accent or a cartwheel when they know that they're being watched. But escapism is often required for a lot of things. For example, when you learn an instrument or or practice a skill for the first time, or even practicing line delivery for a YouTube video. The footage of the man swinging was powerful to me because it made me realize exactly why I have such a visceral objection to mass surveillance. It imposes on our right to find our own identities without judgment. And as someone whose identity and success is owed to ample amounts of escapism, this is a hill that I am willing to die on. I don't have the luxury to dedicate even more months to yet another Flock Safety vulnerability, but as you can see, this one is urgent. And frankly, I'm worried that it's already being exploited at the cost of the individuals who are unaware that there are even cameras in these locations. So I got in touch with 404 Media, who has been paramount in this same field of journalism, and whose reporting has tremendously helped my research and content.
Together with YouTuber Ben Jordan, we found about 60 Flock Condor cameras that appear to be streaming directly to the internet without any sort of password, no protection whatsoever. These appear to be Condor cameras, and they are designed to track people as they sort of go about their business. And of course, people don't like have any idea that this is happening.
If you're coming into this cold, here's some context. A little over a month ago, I released a video detailing a long list of security vulnerabilities with hardware and services in the Flock Safety ecosystem. There are over 60 published vulnerabilities, so if that concerns you, check that video out. During and after the process of conducting that research and making that video, I was visited by the police and had what I believed to be private investigators outside my home photographing me and my property and bothering my neighbors. John Gaines, or Gainsec, the brains behind most of this research, lost employment within 48 hours of the video being released. And the sad reality is that I don't view these things as consequences or punishment for researching security vulnerabilities. I view these as consequences and punishment for doing it ethically and transparently. I've been contacted by people on or communicating with civic councils who found my videos concerning, and they shared Flock Safety's response with me. The company claimed that the devices in my video did not reflect the security standards of the ones being publicly deployed. The CEO even posted on LinkedIn and boasted about Flock Safety's security policies. So I formally and publicly offered to personally fund security research into Flock Safety's deployed ecosystem. But the law prevents me from touching their live devices, so all I needed was their permission so I wouldn't get arrested, and I was even willing to let them supervise this research. I got no response. But now, since the general public has access to live video feeds from search engines, let's just save the back and forth, and I'll literally read you Flock Safety's response to IPVM about their security from a brand new Flock Safety camera that's publicly deployed. Might as well, it's my tax dollars that paid for it. Flock is committed to continuously improving security. The devices in this YouTube video were not connected to the cloud, and to the best of our knowledge, not customer installed, so the security is akin to factory setting. It's like looking at an iPhone stolen off a truck before it was ever connected to the cloud. If a person were able to gain physical access to the device leased to the city, which is illegal, they still would not be able to gain access to the footage, as the data is only stored for a very limited time duration on the device following its transmission to the cloud. None of these vulnerabilities affect our cloud platform, where the vast majority of all evidence and metadata is stored.
I found another one at Young Street and Harris Road, also in Bakersfield, which is about 15 minutes from the other spot. So I'm going to go walk up to that now. Can actually see it.
So there, if your city or county or place of business or whatever feels satisfied by the company's reassurances, show them that. Many of the feeds that you've seen in this video were relatively easy to find and completely accessible at the time Flock Safety was telling cities that the devices are secure after they're deployed. And if you are in touch with your county or city council, keep a record of your correspondence with them. Let them know and fully realize that if someone gets stalked, robbed, harassed, or abducted as a result of a reported security vulnerability by a third-party surveillance vendor, they'll be on record for having known about it and approving it anyway, and they can explain that to their voters and constituents. I've said this before, and I'm sure I'll say it again, the underlying problem is not Flock Safety. The problem is cities wanting a cloud-connected, AI-enhanced mass surveillance system, but are too lazy to conduct their own security audit or research the efficacy versus risk. And it very much is an industry-wide problem. For example, other vendors in this industry have used my last video to shame Flock Safety on social media, being completely unaware that I had broken in their own AI model before ever even having access to a Flock device. And I need to make it very clear that I am not the first and only person to find out about all of these enormous vulnerabilities. I'm just apparently the first person stupid enough to walk the expensive legal tightrope of making them public on a large platform. But I also have tremendously cool and impactful projects lined up for this channel that have taken a backseat due to the urgency of this. I want to go back to storing data in birds and inventing microphones to record volcanoes, but I'm happy to contribute to and stay active in the growing community of people standing up to this. If you don't subscribe to 404 Media's content and journalism, I highly recommend doing so. And if you're not already familiar with Lewis Rossman, then go check out his channel and work relating to this because it's hugely impactful and something that you can get involved in. Having seen and heard these Condor cameras in person, I can tell you that they are so much more dystopian and problematic than license plate cameras. And I wish that I had some sort of advice for people other than stay out of public. But some of them are literally pointed at people's private property. But in the meantime, I just ask that you don't lay down and accept the infiltration of your expectations of privacy. You need privacy to build your identity and refine the things that make you authentic. Thanks for watching. Keep creating. Happy holidays. Bye.